Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So pleased to be joined right now by Jen Gears, Sales and Events Manager here at Tethro. Thanks for the hospitality this weekend. Fortunately, my son lives just on the other side of 97 and 20 on Reed Market Road. So life is good. I popped over, and course was amazing yesterday. The facilities are great, and it's just I got to make your job pretty easy.
It does. We're pretty fortunate to be in such a beautiful space. It's not very hard to sell.
No question. And there's so much. I know in 2008, you know, as the golf course got built, the clubhouse was here. Some of the homes were originally starting to be built, and the membership was there, but it has continued to grow, and there's construction going on. When you're out on the golf course, you'll see more things being built. But I think people may associate it just, it's more of a private membership sort of thing, and it's not. It's really grown into a full-blown resort.
We are. So we are a full resort here at Tethro. We had the golf course open in 2008, so we're 15 years old this year, which is pretty exciting. We have other resort amenities that have opened up, like Tethro Sport. So we have our gym and our fitness facility with a lap swim pool that's open for X swim in the afternoons and a few hot tubs. We also since have had our two hotel buildings open up. So we have 50 hotel rooms on site. And then some of the construction that you see around is also the vacation homes. So we have 42 vacation homes that are able to be rented through our website or online or through reservations. So we really did turn into a full resort that was built around the golf course.
And it really is. It's fun. You know, my full GPS in the golf cart, so it'll beep at you when you're coming up on holes where you need to keep it in the fairway or you're going to get a bill. Fortunately, no houses in danger yesterday when I was out there. So that was good. But you mentioned, you know, full resort going on. My brother was here last March with one of his sons who was playing in a middle school basketball tournament. So the team all got stuff here. And the lodging, I can say, is top notch, quite comfortable, quite spacious. So what are the different options, whether you're just looking to come for a weekend or maybe you're looking to stay for a week or a month in the summer?
Yeah, so in the hotel rooms, we do have kings and queens. We do have a few junior suites. And then in our luxurious vacation homes, they range from two-bedroom cottages to five-bedroom houses. So you can come and stay with the kids, or you can come and stay with your golf buddies and have enough space to enjoy yourselves and enough privacy, but still really find opportunities to congregate and hang out around the fire pit.
No question. That's part of the great thing. On the patio overlooking, you know, right outside the golf shop and the fire pits that are there wide open, and you can see most of the golf course. Probably you can't see over the bridge to 336, but most of the golf course you can see right there. There are stay and golf packages, and that's a lot of the best ways to do it. If you know you're coming for a little while, just kind of aggregate everything all at once and make it look, it's, if you're going on vacation, you want to spend some money, I know, but it makes it reasonable and you can really take advantage of the entire resort.
It does. So that starts with our stay and play package, which can be found on our website. So that includes lodging in the hotel as well as a round of golf. And then all of our group golf starts at 12 players. So if you've got a handful of buddies who want to come out and play, you're able to stay in the lodge, or you're also able to stay in the vacation rentals. And we don't require for people to stay on site, but most people do end up taking advantage of the lodging.
No question. So if you're, what are some of the things too, if you're looking to, for, you know, kind of your golf buddies, to have a little group kind of going on, as opposed to a big corporate event? That's obviously a different deal for businesses looking to do a charity event or whatever. What are some of the extra bonuses, features that you guys can arrange for a group, you know, 12 to 20, say?
Yeah, so definitely KP's longest drive games, fun things like that. We're also able to do food and beverage out on the course. So a lot of our groups want to stock their carts or head out. We can do half day or full day buyouts as well. So that would look like a bigger tournament. We've got some really great ones that come up each year. We do max out at about 150 players out there for a full day buyout, but a lot of really fun things that we can do within that. We see a lot of scrambles, a lot of shotguns.
No question. Jen Gears is the event and sales manager out here at Tethro Resort. How far out, you know, obviously for a big corporate, if you're buying out the course, but if you've got some buddies and let's say, hey, everybody's free the same weekend, let's go. How much lead time do you really need to give to be able to, one, secure a time to do it, and two, get it all dialed in appropriately for you?
We do prefer a couple of weeks. Sometimes it can be a little bit shorter. A lot of it depends on availability. So the further out you can make some plans, the better chances are you'll get your tee times.
And as far as... obviously this is high time, this is full season, but kind of that bridge, is there a sweet spot maybe where things die down a little bit in the fall before the snow comes, where if people were wanting to maybe kind of do something a little bit spontaneous, it's a really good time to come?
Mm-hmm. October is gorgeous here, so not just the course in great shape, but the weather's phenomenal too. So October's a really great time for group golf.
And then as far as other amenities, you mentioned the athletic facility with the pool and the weight facilities, all of the fitness center. That's all available, whether you're staying in the hotel rooms or the luxury homes or something. But you do need to go through Tethro. So if you do an Airbnb just for an individual home or something, so you want to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
Correct. So we do manage most of the vacation homes here at Tethro. So as long as you're booking through Tethro, you have access to all of our amenities. Also gets you a great rate out on the golf course if you're just staying with, you know, with your family and you just want to come out and play. We also have 5 outlets available for food and beverage. So you can definitely grab a drink, grab a bite of food all around property. The Row's got some of the best tacos.
Oh, all right. Well, I might have to check that out at some point this weekend. Are there plans? You know, we see more vacation homes, saw some of the construction. I'm not sure how much land Tethro actually has access to or owns, but are there plans for more amenities or other features in the future? Maybe more golf. Like I said, I don't know how much more land, but what are the plans? You know, 15 years old, and from where you started and what it is now, it's fantastic. What are the plans maybe in the next 15 years?
I think there's some things in the works that we can't talk about quite yet, but on the upside, it's been really amazing. I've been here about 5 years, and to see the growth over the last 5 years, where we've seen a ton this year is our active membership. They're a phenomenal group of people. They love the course. They love the club. And so we really find opportunities to drive that component of our lifestyle. So the active membership really allows for us to grow in that way.
How full or how close to capacity is that membership? So people that are considering, you know, getting close to retirement or wanting, you know, Bend is a destination for people that don't need to, you know, grind it out 9 to 5 anymore necessarily. And how affordable is that, you know, for somebody that comes out Or if you were looking to buy a home, does a membership come with the home, or is that a separate deal?
So it is separate, and I can't speak to all of the specifics on it. Scott McIntyre, our membership manager, can help with all of those things. But we do, all of our people who live here are members, and that ranges from a social member who has access to the gym and who can golf, but they're not a golf member. And we see that change quite a bit too with people coming and going. So we're not at capacity for membership, and there's still room to grow.
Obviously the location here versus some of the other resorts that are a little further out. You're right up the hill from the Old Mill District, the amphitheater. Are you coordinated with some of those other venues and events, if, you know, kind of concierge service for people that are up here? If they want to do that, can they do that through you as part of the package, or you just kind of have some links maybe to direct them to setting other things up and events while they're here?
So both, actually, which is really nice. We are as hands-on or as hands-off as people would like. So one thing that we really love is our groups come in and we have a shuttle on site who can take them down to a concert or who can take them downtown, and people are able to take advantage of that complimentary shuttle within 2 miles. But we also have groups that need to head out to the other resorts to go play, so we can help arrange shuttles to do so. We've arranged everything from golf and skiing in the same day to people going rafting. So there's really a wide variety of offsite amenities as well. And we don't require that people go through us, but we're really helpful. So it's nice to do that for everyone.
That's fantastic. Jen Gears is an event sales manager. For people maybe looking at a big event, I know you've got wedding packages, corporate retreats, those sorts of things. What's the best way to get in touch with you or your staff? And again, kind of time frame of when do you need to start doing that? Because obviously, if you're looking to include golf, there is a season out here. Once it starts snowing, no golf.
No golf once it starts snowing. That is, you know, being so close to the mountain, it is earlier in the season. So we do see the course close in about November, but we're usually open late March, early April. And then as far as lead time for looking at groups, we have a group that just booked for about 2 weeks from now, and we've got groups that are looking at 2025. So if there's some flexibility, it's usually easier to book later. But if you know your dates, let us know. And online is a really great way. Through the website, there's an RFP form.
Yeah, Tethero, TETHEROW.com. Everything is up there. You mentioned the fire. Is there a plan for maybe some more dining and options too? And that's always a big thing at the resort. Obviously, if you're staying at a vacation home, kitchen, that's a great way to do it. But I know all the different options are usually one of the more fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try the tacos at the Row at some point.
But You're definitely going to have to. We've had some great revamps over the last year in a few of our outlets. So the cafe now has a really great fresh menu. They do these phenomenal pizzas. We have the Row, which is our everyday restaurant. It's a pub style restaurant, so you get a little bit of everything. And then we also have Solomon's, which is our fine dining restaurant. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone, and they update the menus quite a bit as well.
Well, that's fantastic. And obviously, whatever is seasonal. Oh, man, we're running out of time, unfortunately. Any other specials or anything people can take advantage of here before the season gets too into winter?
Yeah, I think reaching out and letting us know what they want to do. We love to curate special experiences and give people opportunities to come together and really enjoy Central Oregon.
Well, it's fantastic. Again, thanks so much. And we're sitting in a big corporate, kind of conference room. So, again, you need to corporate conference or you want to take your team away. Absolutely outstanding facilities with all of the amenities and whiteboards and video screens, and you can do anything you want from here. So whatever it is you're looking for, Jen Gears, Hunter Hidalgo has been fantastic too, the director of golf. Thank you guys so much for hosting me out here, and it will not be the last time you see me. I guarantee you that.
No, please let us know when you're coming back, and thank you so much for having us today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.